This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Colostrum LD is clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens, and fight infection, as well as cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hobb. We're talking about probiotics in particular. We're talking about a unique new functional probiotic, which is the ME3 probiotic from Essential Formulas, the brand name RegActive. And RegActive generates glutathione. We talked about that in part one. But Ross, I wanted to run this by you because you're an expert on probiotics, and it's a story that's making the rounds, and it's real clickbait headline. Brain fogginess, gas, and bloating, a link between probiotics and brain fog. Wow. What's up with that? And then, you know, so we did a little prelude before starting to record the show, and I didn't want to blindside Ross Pelton here. But, of course, he's all over this story. He's, does his homework and has looked at the study, as I have. And so what's going on with this? What's the story about?
Sure, Dr. Hoffman. What they're really referring to is a condition called SIBO, which stands for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And that's a condition where bacteria that are normally resident in the large intestine and colon back up into the small intestine. So you've got, and they can even be good strains of bacteria, but they're just residing in the wrong location in the gastrointestinal tract. And when that happens, those bacteria can digest and ferment carbohydrates in foods, and they produce gas and bloating and discomfort and so forth. And so it's caused by bacteria that are living in the wrong spot in your gastrointestinal tract. And so it does cause brain fog for these people because the bacteria are also sometimes producing toxins if you've got the wrong pathological bacteria mm-hmm. in SIBO. Mm-hmm. And you can develop leaky gut, and so some of those toxins get into your systemic circulation. And if you have leaky gut, you have leaky brain. And if you have an inflamed gastrointestinal tract, then you have an inflamed blood-brain barrier in your brain. So inappropriate things begin to leak into your brain, and your brain is very sensitive to toxins in the brain. So that's what happens. And so in the SIBO condition, probiotics can sometimes make things worse. And so mm-hmm. people need to test themselves. And if they take probiotics and they do get more gas and more bloating and more discomfort, then they need to stop the probiotics. And frequently, people with SIBO will experiment with the FODMAP diet or the carbohydrate-specific diet, a couple of different diets that are designed to eliminate different types of carbohydrate-containing foods so you can minimize the amount of gas production produced by the bacteria that are in the wrong spot in your GI tract. Mm-hmm. Some people are successful with these diets. Other people have to get on antibiotics and clear out the whole GI tract and try to rebuild their microbiome. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is probably the best probiotic in the world for people with SIBO because Dr. O'Hara's doesn't primarily deliver probiotic bacteria. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics deliver postbiotic metabolites, and these are the compounds that help to regulate and improve the function of the microbiome and the whole microbiome ecosystem in the GI tract.
Mm-hmm. This is a phenomenon that could be termed probiotic backlash, people who have an adverse response from probiotics, because it's not like they have not enough good bacteria. They actually have an overgrowth of bacteria in their intestinal tract. But I was looking at the study, and I'm going to tee off on it in greater detail, as I told you, in a newsletter article for our Intelligent Medicine readers to come next week. But, you know, as they look at the study, what they did is they looked at a bunch of people with gas and bloating, all of whom are taking probiotics. Okay, now that doesn't mean that the probiotics were causing the gas and bloating. and brain fog. They had some gas, bloating, brain fog, and they were all taking probiotics. But they didn't look at a bunch of people who had gas, bloating, and brain fog who weren't taking probiotics. They stacked the deck in this study. Right. And then they told them, okay, stop taking your probiotics. And, oh, by the way, we'll give you an antibiotic, which is standard therapy for bacterial overgrowth. And lo and behold, they got better. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the probiotics were the cause of the problem. Coincidentally, they got better when they stopped the probiotics. But they also took antibiotics. So, you know, I don't think this conclusively demonstrates in any way, shape, or form that the probiotics were the culprit. In fact, Ross, you are probably well aware of many studies that show that probiotics can not hinder mood, but actually improve mood, reduce anxiety, reduce depression. How does that work?
Well, you're right. There's a whole new area that's starting to open up and be understood, which is the gut-brain communication.
Psychobiotics.
Yeah, regulated by probiotics. And and in fact, here's a very interesting study that kind of opened up this whole arena. They have one group of mice that are specifically bred to be bold and courageous and exploratory, and a second group of mice were bred to be highly timid. And so you've got two groups of mice, and one group that's timid and anxious and the other that's bold and exploratory. They take the bacteria out of the intestinal tracts of these two strains of mice and cross-transplant them. It totally reverses the behavior of the mice.
Oh, wow.
The ones that were previously bold and exploratory become timid and anxious, and vice versa.
Can Essential Formulas get the patent on that particular probiotic strain? Because I'd love to take some of that.
Well, it's just showing.
I might take up skydiving, you know, like you know, like in the latest movie.
Yeah.
So that's fascinating. I mean, I think that really points to the potential of probiotics, not necessarily to hinder mood and give you brain fog. I mean, yes, that's I guess theoretically a potential problem for some people. Also, this thing with probiotic backlash or brain fog or SIBO. It doesn't relate to taking the probiotics per se. It often relates to people who have operations. They have short gut syndrome. That's pretty common. Maybe they've had a gastric bypass, or they've had surgery to remove a part of their intestine, or they have gastric motility problems.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, that it's not the probiotics per se. It's, you know, other things involved.
The lack of motility is oftentimes due to a lack of physical exercise, a sedentary lifestyle. People aren't well hydrated. These all tie into creating a situation where SIBO is much more likely to develop.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so questions arise. You know, we talked in part one about RegActive Cardio Wellness, and many of our listeners are already hooked on Essential Formulas. I've been recommending it for, oh my goodness, it's got to be. So I think it's been really about 25 years, literally, because I discovered it at one of the nutritional conferences that I went to, and I said, this is really plausible, let me try it on patients, and it worked out really well. And so many of my patients take it, and along comes RegActive. Does that supplant the need to take Essential Formula, as I do every day?
Well, that's a great point to bring up, and I'm glad you're bringing it up for discussion. Dr. Ohira's probiotics is absolutely the finest probiotic in the world for gastrointestinal health. But RegActive, with the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 producing glutathione, is a whole different genre, a whole different ball game. They're very synergistic, but I highly recommend that people take both of them, because glutathione is so critically important. You want to get your glutathione production, and you want to take Dr. Ohira's probiotics for gut health to create and maintain a healthy microbiome. So there's really two totally different products. And again, I'll emphasize, we don't like to categorize the RegActive Cardio Wellness product as a probiotic, even though it primarily is a probiotic with the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. But it's a glutathione producer, a whole different category, and stands alone by itself.
Okay. So they are compatible. And, you know, in terms of dosage, you mentioned in part one that a standard dosage for the RegActive product, you only need to take one twice daily.
Yeah, two capsules a day.
Okay.
And I personally take two of the RegActive capsules every evening at bedtime, and two of my Dr. Ohira's probiotics every morning.
Is there a reason for that? Do you want to separate them compete?
There's really no set rule. You could probably reverse it just fine. It's just get two capsules of each in every day.
Okay, so big controversy these days about, you know, should you take probiotics with food? Should you take probiotics away from food? You know, that whole argument. Do you have an opinion?
Well, yes. Dr. Heer's probiotics is user-friendly. The bacteria are grown in this multi-year fermentation process at room temperature, so the bacteria learn to thrive and survive at room temperature, so you don't have to worry about refrigeration with Dr. Heer's. And then the capsule is a patented design that stays hard in the acidic environment in the stomach, and then it becomes more porous and releases the contents in the more alkaline environment in the small intestine. The RegActive products are acid stable and temperature stable, so they also can be taken with or without meals. So both these products, Dr. Heer's and the RegActive, are really user-friendly. You do not have to refrigerate them, and you don't have to worry about mealtime. It can be either with meals or on an empty stomach.
Okay. These are Japanese products. I haven't had the good fortune to go to the factory in Japan. I've been invited multiple times, but I've been too busy with things over here. But I understand they're manufactured in Japan.
Yes. The Dr. Heer's is manufactured in Japan. And in fact, they just have completed a new manufacturing facility. And we have a wonderful online video of the new manufacturing facility. So if people go to essentialformulas.com, they can find that video of the new manufacturing plant.
Okay, my audience is ultra careful and very concerned about pollution. And lately, there's this whole aura around Japanese products because of the Fukushima disaster, the nuclear reactor that leaked into the surrounding ocean. So what's the deal? You know, are people going to glow in the dark after taking RegActive or Dr. Heer's? Please dispel that, because you know, people are concerned.
Sure. Dr. Heer's is produced in Okayama, which is in the southern part of Japan, mm-hmm. about 480 miles south of Tokyo. Okay. All of the radiation from the Fukushima plant went eastward across the Pacific. So, but they regularly, at the manufacturing plant for Dr. Heer's, they took radiation counts twice a day, every day, and posted them on their websites to mm-hmm. assure the general public that there was no radiation in that area.
Okay. Because we have to dispel that. Because, I mean, literally, this is a question, you know, and I think it's, you know, it's hurt the reputation of certain really high quality manufacturers whose products emanate from Japan. I mean, it's like it's sort of like saying, you know, if there was some sort of toxic event that occurred in Atlanta, and your factory was in I don't know, Boston or Portland, Maine, you know, could there be a associated problem? Because I think the distances are comparable.
Yeah, you're right. But it would depend on, you know, a number of factors, ocean currents and air currents and so forth. But being so far from Tokyo, the Okayama manufacturing plant for Dr. Heer's, there was no radiation problem whatsoever, even directly after the nuclear event.
Well, I get there one of these days. It's on my bucket list, so I hope that, you know, maybe... you'll be along for the tour. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, we can go next spring. I think they're talking about it.
Oh, excellent. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. So please listen up. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Ross Pelton. Any other points that you want to bring across about Dr. Heer's products or probiotics in general that we haven't touched upon?
Yeah, let me touch upon a really unique problem that I've been talking about, or an issue that I've been talking about. When we completed the Human Genome Project and sequenced the human genome. They discovered that humans have about 23,000 genes, which is far fewer than they expected they would have, we would have. Mm-hmm. And this created a puzzle that is being referred to as the genome complexity conundrum. Mm-hmm. And this conundrum, or this puzzle, was the fact that humans have 23,000 genes. The common rice plant has 45,000 genes. Hmm. So scientists are scratching their heads saying, if we're as evolved beings
right.
as we are, how come we only have half as many genes as the common rice plant? Mm-hmm. And the answer is that over 99% of the DNA in your body is the DNA of your bacteria. They're doing so much of the work. These mm-hmm. postbiotic metabolites that are mm-hmm. produced by your probiotic bacteria control and regulate a vast amount of mm-hmm. human biology and physiology. And so this emphasizes to people, in my mind, why it is so important to learn how to create and maintain a healthy microbiome, because those bacteria are running the show.
And what's interesting is that it also accounts for the tremendous evolutionary suppleness of humans. So, for example, when animals have to adapt to a new environment, the environment changes or the food supply changes, there's a great risk of extinction, as happened with the dinosaurs and countless species through the Earth's history. And humans, for example, agriculture was developed somewhere between 8 and 12,000 years ago. That's not a lot. I mean, it seems like a lot of time, but in terms of the scheme of human evolution, it's not that much time to change your genes. But there's actually some studies that suggest that the ability, for example, to digest milk, the ability to digest grains was acquired because we began to carry the right kinds of bacteria that helped us with the breakdown and assimilation of these foods. Is there something to that theory?
You're right. Over time, we did make some adjustments and some changes. But although our genes are very slow to change, the genes in your microbiome can change fairly rapidly because they have such a high turnover in terms of their rate of reproduction that you can have bacteria recreating themselves and dividing into new bacteria every 30 minutes or so. So that means that in a 24-hour day, you can have 48 generations of bacteria just in a single mm-hmm. day. Mm-hmm. How many years it takes in humans' terms to have 48 generations. So the bacterial microbiome DNA and genes can shift much more rapidly than human ones. And you're right, there's a lot of things going on in the environment with diet and nutrition and toxins and so forth that are certainly the environmental causes of some health problems. And I think that the genome is really tied into that, the way the genome has to adapt.
You as a scientific advisor for Essential Formulas and someone with really a finger on the pulse of the industry, you probably attend a lot of probiotic conferences. Where do you think this science is headed in the next 5, 10, or even 20 years? Do you think we'll have functional probiotics to address certain diseases like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and or autoimmune diseases, various problems with functional probiotics?
Well, we are moving in that direction, and last month I gave a presentation at the International Probiotic Association Conference in Miami. The title of my presentation was Postbiotic Metabolites, the New Frontier in Microbiome Science.
Okay.
And so what we're starting to learn is that these compounds produced by your probiotic bacteria, and we refer to these compounds as postbiotic metabolites, these are the health regulatory compounds that control so much of your health. So the focus mm-hmm. is starting to shift away from just identifying and naming different strains of bacteria, and we're shifting to starting to understand what are the compounds these bacteria produce, what are the health regulatory effects of these compounds, and ultimately which strains of bacteria are more efficient at producing these health-regulating postbiotic metabolites. And the pharmaceutical industry is starting to understand this is their new future also. They're yeah. starting to recognize the products that are produced by your probiotic bacteria and realizing they can create drugs out of this, and they're not going to be toxic because they're things that are normally produced in the human body. So I'm no great fan of the pharmaceutical industry, as you are also have some issues with mm-hmm. them. But they are starting to see that this yep. is the new yep. direction and the new frontier for them also.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, we tend to say,
yeah,
right?
Okay. You're right.
Well, you know, so there's some companies that purport to give you a profile of your microbiome. And then based on that profile, they say, well, you know, you don't have enough of this and you need that. And this is, so you think these tests are ready for prime time in terms of being prescriptive, helping us discern who needs what? Or is it a more complex problem than...
I think it's a much more complex problem, and we're just scratching the tip of an iceberg, and I think it's a little premature to start making therapeutic recommendations, at least everybody is so unique. I think everybody's going to have their own unique microbiome, so it's going to be hard to create generalities as one size fits all. We'll start to individualize things, and then it'll probably take a couple of decades before we really get down to being able to recommend individual strains for individual health problems. But we'll get there. I think we'll make tremendous strides in the near future. But it's the future of the microbiome and probiotics that's going to be the, I think, the answer to healthcare in the future.
You know, another concern expressed is, you know, when are kids too young to take probiotics? Are there certain probiotics that kids should or shouldn't take? And is Reg Active, say, the detox formula, you know, perhaps a child is experiencing some problems related to, you know, developmental issues, you know, in terms of the potential for developing speech delay and or autism. Is this a product that could be geared to a pediatric population, or is it just exclusively for adolescents and adults?
No, younger children can take it. And what I recommend to parents who have young children that can't swallow a capsule, open the Reg Active capsules and put the powder in a little applesauce or a little whatever the kid is eating. You can just have them take the powder straight. And a lot of these kids that do have ADD, ADHD, autism spectrum disorders and so forth, these kids are all toxic. They have problems with their liver detoxification pathways, and they need to have help detoxifying. The other one is Dr. Here's Probiotics. How young can kids be to take this? When a woman gives birth to a child with a cesarean section, that child does not get exposed to the woman's vaginal microbiome. That's a huge risk factor for the development of the child's immune system. And so when the child is 1 day old, you know, as soon right after a C-section birth, I recommend that the parents bite or cut off the tip of a Dr. Here's capsule, squeeze the paste out onto their fingertip, and rub it around in the inside of the infant's mouth, so Dr. Here's probiotics start to get into that.
It's intestinal. Like an inoculation. Yeah.
Absolutely, help that child build a microbiome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay. Once again, let's give folks a heads up on. Essential Formulas, the website www.essentialformulas.com, where you can get information about Dr. Here's Probiotic. Kind of a weird spelling. It's O-H-H-I-R-A. I always get that wrong, but I think that's right.
Yeah.
And Reg Active is Reg apostrophe active, A-C-T-I-V. And the various forms are cardio wellness, immune and vitality, and detox and liver. Right.
Yep.
Okay. A special number, any additional resources?
No, that either online, get in touch with Essential Formulas, or go to Amazon.com or your favorite health food or vitamin store.
I think they have a Facebook Reg Active page, and on Twitter, it says it's at It Takes Guts. It Takes Guts. That's kind of clever. Are you on Twitter with them, or you trying to?
No, I don't. I'm not a Twitter person, so I haven't done that. But I know they've got a Twitter handle there, so I think you've just given it to people.
Well, you're evincing your time management skills by not participating on Twitter, because you can you could really get sucked in. All right. Well, thank you very much. That was Ross Pelton, pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, health educator, and scientific advisor for Essential Formulas. Thank you, Ross, as usual, for a most illuminating discussion. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. Nice to be with you and your Intelligent Medicine listeners.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.